And thank you, Paul. And I understand John Catino, Delaware County EMA director, will not be in the mini marathon this Saturday. Otherwise, you would have signed up, but it filled up, right?
Right. It filled up, and I have a travel baseball game to attend to. Or else I would have been there.
Otherwise, you'd be in the Indy mini marathon. Yeah, right. I say that too. I'm Steve Lindell. John Catino is the director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. Good to see you.
Good seeing you, Steve.
And yeah, travel ball and lots of kiddo stuff. I know that you look forward to all that kind of thing with the family. And let's talk about the weather effects of that and so many other things. We're starting to crank up into spring, feeling like summer. Let's talk to our listeners about storm safety again.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's one of the key components for our department is just watching the weather. So, you know, we kind of transition from the snow and we're still in that rain area. So there's a lot of rain and flooding that we can deal with, severe storms coming up. You know, our biggest push is the tornado sirens that we make sure everybody understands that those are for outdoor use. Don't rely on those inside your house while you're watching Wheel of Fortune at 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. So get yourself a weather radio or, you know, phone apps. There's so many phone apps out there now and all that. So, you know, be prepared for those storms that can come worst time at night.
What we do at our house, Nancy and I have a weather radio in the bedroom. That's probably a good place to put it in case you're sleeping and
right.
It, you know, starts chirping at you for safety's sake in the middle of the night. But we can hear it anywhere in the house because they get really loud, and that's good. The first thing we do when we hear it start chirping is we click on our radios, and one of our stations, WMUN, WLBC, and all the rest. And then lots of times I start remotely mitigating the situation on the radio live. You have helped me out countless times, John, and your predecessors, too, through the years and decades that I've done this radio stuff. Having eyes on ground is also very useful. You know, the weather people are specialists looking at the radar screens and all the Doppler and the technology they have access to. But I know that you have storm spotters that spread around, too.
Our ham radio guys, a lot of them are storm spotters, trained storm spotters, which we put on a class for that, too. It's open to the public, a storm spotter class, usually once a year. So we had a great turnout last year. Hopefully this year when we have it again, we'll have another great turnout. But, yeah, that's a great way to understand the weather so people understand what they're looking at when they see. Because there's a lot of things that misconceptions of, oh, that's a tornado, but really it's something else. So, I mean, it's good to have those people to actually, like you said, put eyes on something.
Absolutely. John Catino, director of the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency, in studio this morning on WMUN. Let's review the safety part of the eclipse, because I know that you and so many other EMAs in, Indiana and beyond, were having to be prepared for the possibilities of whatever might happen. Thankfully, the worst of the worst didn't occur around here, but you were ready.
We were all ready, and we were staffed in the EOC. Thankfully, nothing crazy happened. I think everybody, you know, we put together a video that we pushed out with all the public safety and a couple of my buddies, Brian Conlon and Dave Irwin. They kind of chuckled at the fact that one of the things I said in there was bring a bucket full of patients. And, you know, they kind of laughed about that. But after the eclipse, I was like, hey, I think people listened because we didn't have any traffic issues whatsoever. So I commend everybody else for, you know, either staying put or doing what was best suited for everybody. From my understanding, everything went great, and it was a great weather for it, so I can't complain.
Planning and preparation is something that I think, John, you and people that have been in your position prior to you, that you've worked with and that you've come after, planning and preparation is what I have seen to be, in your line of business, the key and critical component.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to, because, you know, if not, it's just... there is some organized chaos to some extent, but you know, being able to have that stuff on paper and understand what it is that you're going to be doing in those situations makes it easier to get through it. You know, it's kind of like law enforcement muscle memory. You know, you can practice it enough, you just automatically do that. And that's kind of our focus is with preparedness and plans. You know, if we write them and we see them and we exercise them, then we're going to do them without even realizing it.
This is Delaware County Today on WMUN and the rest of our Wolf Boom Radio Group. You hear these segments replayed on our podcast and some of our other stations on the weekend shows as well. And today it's all about safety and planning ahead. And I know that the July event out of Prairie Creek. Well, it affects way more than just Prairie Creek because there's so many people coming in for Ironman Muncie.
Ironman is back to July this year, July 13th, which, you know, that's always a big thing because it does. It consumes a lot of that ground out there, and it kind of inundates the folks that live out there. So, you know, plan ahead for that, Dave, as well, either whether you're out doing stuff away from the reservoir that day. But it's also just a couple days before the fair starts, too. So it's that weekend of 4-H. So, you know, a couple big events coming up in July.
Whenever we have larger type gatherings that are impending, that's one of the things that you keep your eyeballs on, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we just like to, you know, it's not because we expect something bad, but I mean, you just never know. So if we have all hands on deck, then we're prepared to take on whatever gets thrown at us for any reason.
Planning is the word we've said a whole bunch of times in the interview this morning, but also practice. You do a lot of those. You've told me, and I've been on the boards to hear about tabletop discussions, and the law enforcement might have an active shooter sort of a training situation. Those sorts of things happen behind the scenes a lot more than people know.
Yeah, I mean, usually with every group of people that we come in contact with, we do some kind of training with them, whether it be the hazmat team, like you just mentioned, the law enforcement, you know, fire, EMS services. All those things could be sat around a table and discussed, you know, in all these different scenarios, or, you know, injects, as we call them, you know, can be thrown in and say, okay, now what would you do if this happened? And it just kind of helps you think and work through it, you know, so that way you again, like we said earlier, you just automatically do it later on.
Lots of things that are available information-wise are on your social media website. Tell them how to get that, John.
DCEMA.com. And on there's all kinds, like Steve said, there's all kinds of links on there for, you know, severe weather, family emergency planning. You know, what do you do with your family if this happens, and how to be prepared for those incidents.
All right, John, always good to see you. Keep up the good work. Thanks much.
Thank you.
Stand by. Our local news summary airs in just a moment or three on WMUN.